From the Salvation Army, you're listening to a five-minute version of Words of Life.
That is a reflection of so many young leaders who are so ready and so eager to get on the field, to get out there and to use their gifts. And they're screaming at the pastors, put me in, coach, put me in, but they're not ready.
Welcome back to Words of Life. We are so glad that you've joined us. And in an incredible fate of ours, we've got Natalie Runyon back with us, who we met last year. Natalie, welcome.
Hey, it's good to be back. Week three.
Amen. We talked early on. If you don't know Natalie, or if you're just joining us, she has a ministry called Raised to Stay. And you can find out a lot more about that on Instagram or Facebook. Last year, she released a book with the same name. I think she sold millions of copies. And if you haven't, I hope that we would support her somehow as a sister in Christ and someone who's trying to bring people closer to Jesus. That's a beautiful thing. What we've been focusing on the last few weeks is a discipleship series that she makes available from time to time. And week one, Natalie, correct me if I'm wrong, but we talked about community and why that's important. Then week two, we got into women and leadership, which is especially close to the Salvation Army because we really do think that women can be very powerful leaders and have been in our history. So that's a very cool thing. But in the same way, we were trying to just make sure, and I want to touch on it before we move on, as a man, how can we really empower other men to support women in leadership?
Well, I've been very blessed to have a dad who championed me as a little girl, who told me I could be anything I wanted to be, which made going to college and picking a major really difficult because I really believed him.
Yeah.
And then marrying someone who has just championed me. I say all the time that I'm still in ministry only because of Jesus and my husband. Mm. And so it's every day waking up to somebody, more than one person, one man believing in me. It's having the two most important people other than Jesus believing in me. And a lot of that is just the encouragement to be who God has called me to be as a speaker, as an author, as a worship leader. And I believe that when the men in our life believe in us, we're unstoppable, that we can do anything because we have that wind beneath us that is just kind of carrying us, even in hard seasons. So for men, whether it's our friends, it's our neighbors, it's our spouse, our dad, when you tell us you believe in us, you have no idea what that does. Mm. And when you act on that and you release us to do what God has called us to do, that's even more valuable is when we feel like we're not just being told we can do it, but we're being encouraged to do it.
Amen. I mean this in a fun way, but let's be honest, women are much smarter than men. They have much more self-control. And honestly, as we honor women in ministry, I believe that we will see a greater impact on the kingdom. So I applaud you for that. So week three, we get into this discipleship series and we're talking about communication with God and his people. Walk us through that. What are we thinking about when we talk about communication with God and his people?
What I'm seeing in the Raise the State community is that a lot of the hurt that has come from miscommunication. Mm-hmm. So it has been misunderstandings from people not being able to say what they're really feeling in fear of hurting someone, or they're unable to say it. And so when we communicate, communication is clarity, it's kindness. And when we know how to communicate with each other, then there's no room for interpretation or for offense. And I believe that as Jesus was one of the best communicators when it came to the gospel, but also the way that he spoke to people. He didn't just ignore people. He got his point across. That as we can do that with each other, that we will begin to really debunk some of the lies that can ease in to these conversations that we make up in our heads.
Yeah.
And so what I want for us to do is to study how Jesus communicated, know the word of God, that we have power and power, life and death in our tongues.
Wow.
And that if we will learn how to use our words with each other and communicate, we have the opportunity to give life, not to take it.
Amen.
And so it takes self-control. It takes knowing the word of God and also preferring one another over our own selves to be a good communicator.
Yeah. Thanks for listening. To hear the full version of this week's episode, visit wordsoflifepodcast.org.